Making those Patriot suspicions hard to understand are two buildings somewhere within your view downhill. In late January, as the race unfolded, a 24 by 30-foot rectangular log cabin is built behind the tavern. General Greene had ordered this laboratory in which to mold ammunition, and the Brethren decide to build it for the sake of the safety of the town, the diary says. A few days later, they raise a second, smaller version as an ammunition storehouse or magazine closer to the creek at the base of the slope across the modern road. This was for supplies from Salisbury, which was in the path of the British advance. Of course, they ended up in the path again by a fluke. Had Cornwallis been able to cross the Yadkin at the trading ford that Greene used, he probably would not have come to Salem. The first three powder wagons arrive on January 20th with no place to go, and their supplies are put in the small house of the town's night watchman. That house was pointed out before, across the street from where the Winkler Bakery is now. The last day of the month, two wagons loaded with powder, lead, and balls, and two cannon, 3-pounders, came from Salisbury to the Continental Magazine here. Colonel White and another officer arrived to send to Virginia some of his men who have been quartered here and to send the rest to the main body of the army. However, they are a little early. The magazine isn't quite finished, and there has been an injury. Gottlieb Spock, 16, was helping with the roof at one end that day when he took hold of an imperfect timber with one hand. It broke with him, and he fell from the rafters, but only dislocated one shoulder and injured one hand. The building was not completed until the next day, in the rain. No source reports what happened to these supplies. Since none say the British found them, either they were moved again before the Redcoats arrived, or the British didn't think to look for them in a town they thought was Loyalist. Go to the left to the exposed foundation. The small sign marks this as the smokehouse. It served a different purpose related to smell one day. Continental Captain Paschke spent the night in the tavern on Tuesday, August 10, 1779, and leaves the next day. The diary says, "He left a very sick soldier here to be nursed, but it was necessary to move the man from the tavern into the adjoining smokehouse, as the stench was intolerable." Historical tidbits. The oldest recorded celebration of July 4th in Salem was not held until 1783 in the square, after negotiations had begun between the United States and Britain to end the war. The Moravians had maintained their official neutrality until the result was clear. During his post-war tour of the southern states, President George Washington spent the night in the current tavern building on May 31st and June 1st, 1791.